Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town. Nothing's depressing. We're in the Christmas spirit. Sonia Lennon, how are you?
Brendan's never done radio before.
What's happening? Hi.
Thank you both so much for coming in. I've been really looking forward to this for a long time, and we've been getting loads of questions in on 0874-100-102 just about, you know, getting ideas for the Christmas period. But before we get to all the listener questions, you've both had really a massive year aside from what work you do together. Like, you've got a TV program at the moment running, yeah. Brendan, which is, how did that come around?
I suppose after I became sort of a non-political campaigner.
Yeah.
After my dad's documentary, and yes. The next thing on the list seemed to be housing, and I thought I liked the idea of sort of a very specific niche version of it, a strand, mm-hmm. which was millennial strapped boomerang generation, as they called, having to move back home, because I really relate to that. When we got off the rails, I was living in London and I had to come back home at the ripe old age of about 34 or 5, I think I was, and move into my old box room in Tala. And I had bought an apartment in London. I was living the life.
Yeah.
And in my box room. In the bedroom in Tala, and it was really grim.
Oh, I love my parents, very horrible. Saying,
it wasn't that grim, but it just felt so regressive.
Yeah. And I mean, that's at 24, it feels bad, and a lot of people are still, but in your 30s, it definitely.
Yeah. And everybody we dealt with was kind of over 30, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
No, it's great. Has it completely finished, or is there one more episode?
Yeah, last week, yeah.
Okay.
We're doing twice the length next year.
Oh, brilliant.
Because
it got a great reaction.
It resonated. People keep coming up to me in queues and supermarkets, and, oh, I can't get rid of my young one.
I love them. But you know,
yeah.
And then Sonia, you both did TV3, which was great this year, in the restaurant. Was that?
Oh, the restaurant was super. Actually, yeah. Funny enough, I was just out with some people who were involved last night, and they were like, "Yeah, it's a year. This time last year, you were prepping for it, you know."
Yeah.
And
I just couldn't imagine the pressure of that, because Maya Dunphy was on a few weeks ago, and I just think that would be my hell, because first of all, I'm a horrible cook, but second of all, just the cameras being on top of you the whole time. But was it easier because you were together?
Everything's easier because we're together.
Yeah.
That's the truth, because at one point that night, I mean, I have a cutoff point. Don't I?
It's the point at which I have to pull him up against a wall and slap him around the face repeatedly, where he just loses
it. You recognise that point.
Oh, no, I know it. I can smell it. I know it's coming. I know it's about 5 minutes away. And he just goes, I can't do this anymore.
And I just go. I just leave. I just go. I'm done. Bye.
I'm gone. Bye.
Yeah. And I just do. I've done it many times in my career. Not when you're nearly finished. Just get it done. Yeah.
But it's an intense environment.
Mm. Yeah, but it's also a bit like occupational therapy. Like, you're so deep in it mm-hmm. that you don't see the cameras around you. You don't, you know, you're just doing, and it's like these repetitive tasks. You're just in the thick of it, making it happen. And I mean, it was like, looking back, it was really stressful. And we were 18 hours in that kitchen.
Like, that would just, like, oh, there's a life outside of that. Like, how do you cope with that as well? You've got children. You've got a life outside of that.
You know it's going to end.
You know it's going to end, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
you did know how to cook beforehand, but you were saying you didn't really. And now you've started a Facebook Live series.
Yeah, I do feed
series.
Every week, but I still haven't. I still don't like it. I really want to be like, she really likes cooking. And actually, I have a few friends who love to cook, and they just
it's
switch
therapeutic
up.
For me.
Yeah, when I heard that sort of angle on it, I really want to, and also for health reasons, you know, to know what's going into your food really was the ambition of mine. So that was the start, like, the restaurant was the start of it. Okay, I'm going to learn how to do this.
Yeah.
I haven't learned much.
I haven't learned much either. I go in bouts, like, I do a course and I go, oh my God, I'm amazing. And then everyone's like, I'm really tired of, like, this paella. Like, I can't do this anymore.
I do a three bean chili every week. That's all I do, three bean chili every week.
Every week.
Yeah,
but it's great. But the thing is, with your clothing range, and you've always both said this, that you want it to be clothes that people want to wear, because how often do we look at things and we go, that looks gorgeous and I like looking at it, but the functionality of putting it on and going to work or going out, it's just not practical. But you've created it again this year with your range.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's so much fun. I think, you know, since we've started working together, this idea of starting with a blank page and creating something together, it's the best job in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going so well, and
it really is.
Talking about resonating, like, the women that we dress, they just get it, they love it, they need it, they want it.
Yeah.
And so we then get to kind of play with that and do more. And we're at a kind of really interesting time now as a brand as well, because it feels like we've unlocked a level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's growing, the brand is growing, we're shipping into 30 countries worldwide, and it's just amazing, you know. And so we just actually came back from a trip and meeting new manufacturers, and you know, it's like, okay, now we can do more.
But I mean, I think that's
it. Almost feels like we're just about to start again, you know?
But is it 2012? Was that when it's... Like, it feels longer ago in the sense that I feel like you've always been an option for people who are buying.
No, but we were an option in terms of the television program. People could access what we did and our advice, and we had a couple of books that went with that. So in a way, I suppose we've been around a long time. 10 years
a
next
very
year.
Very long time.
It's our 10th anniversary next year together.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And she could still wear white.
Which means that we could be annulled at any time.
I threw myself off of my own risque gang there in the morning. Sorry. But
10 years together.
But even just really recently, I ended up working with, through a PR company or whatever, a very senior marketing executive from a global brand who had bought me at an auction or bought us at an auction and I was available. So I went shopping with her and she'd never heard of our range. And it was just like the first day of our first fashion show. She was like, what is this? Wow. How do I not know about this? And apart from the stuff I gave her, she then bought everything else. And she was really evangelical after the meeting. I was like, oh, this felt great.
It's the colours as well. Mm. Am I right in saying, maybe you'll disagree with me, but I feel like the patterns are getting bolder. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But that's like, you're feeding off of a public want for that.
Clearly. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I think it is? I think women want to enjoy getting dressed.
I know it's radio now, but you're amazing.
It's like, you know, why should you not add a bit of sparkle into your life, into your daily life? And I mean, we work so hard.
I'm wearing a unicorn right now. So yeah, why not?
And it's a good unicorn. It's like a zebra unicorn. There.
It's kind of funky. I love it. But yeah, they're craving it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we get to the questions. I'm going to get the break out of the way, and then Sonia and Brendan are going to answer your questions that came in on text.
Saturday Breakfast with Alison Curtis.
You're welcome back. It is Alison with you. It is 10:45 in the morning, 10:45, and we've got lots of questions coming in for Sonia Lennon and Brendan Courtney about this Christmas period. And it's not just the Christmas parties because they're in full swing now as well, but it's New Year's Eve. It's, you know, the season. And it's very cold outside. What can I do to make sure? Basically, like, they want to wear something fancy, but how do they stay warm from going from A to B to C? Just that kind of an idea.
So I'm not a massive fan of it, but faux fur is really glamorous and easy and accessible now. And we did a gorgeous faux fur, navy faux fur, sort of, we called it the gorilla jacket.
Oh, yes.
It was polyester, but it was really light. But actually, that faux fur holds heat really, really well. And that's a good glamorous idea.
There's a woman who imports these insoles made of possum skin, right? Now, possum, I don't know if you know this, possum is the only animal that even Peter doesn't think is worth keeping alive.
Oh, God! Poor possum!
So, they are bona fide vermin. She gave me a pair at one stage. They are the warmest things you could possibly imagine.
Really?
And they kind of sink down and go into a felt. And if your feet are warm, the rest of you tends to be warm.
Feet and neck,
feet,
really,
neck
isn't
and
it?
Head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a song in there somewhere.
There is. What about something other than black? Again.
Well, there's never been more options in terms of colour everywhere.
Yeah.
We were just saying that.
And actually, if you're going to go, some people are stuck in black. The best way to get out of it is to get a pair of shoes that aren't black. Once you open up that gateway, everything else kind of falls off that.
Why do we all fall for black, I wonder? Like, I've kind of gone into a black mode again. I know.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy and everything goes with everything.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of emotionally draining, I find.
And it's slimming. That's
the
problem.
I like that. This time of year.
You can get trapped in that. Women we've worked with over the years can feel they look larger in colour and stuff like that. But exactly, you know, a little accessory with a pop of colour is a good way to break out of it, like a belt or something.
And what about shoe options? So somebody who doesn't want to wear heels but wants to wear something that stand out.
Some great sparkly brogues and metallic brogues and platforms and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wear heels if you don't want to.
Yeah, and actually, I want to jump ahead to another one because you have a great jumpsuit in your collection now.
You always have a great jumpsuit.
You do. Mm-hmm. They're very comfortable,
aren't they?
I know, yeah. I discovered it late in life. But this one woman, I think her name is Emma in Galway, said, can I pull this off because I'm pretty short? I mean, yes. I'm short and I wear one every so often.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
People are often surprised to hear that Sonia is actually 4'2". No.
No, with my heels on.
Five two. So yeah. Slightly shorter than average. My mum is really short, actually, and my two sisters are quite short, and they all wear them, and they look great because where they cut you in the centre, it just the waist is high enough to give you balance on the legs.
But also because it's one garment with one colour head to toe, it kind of
elongates
you as well. So yeah, really.
So are you always in heels, then, Sonia? Because I feel like I've never met you as a 5'2" person.
5'3½ after many years of yoga.
if we're walking around, sometimes she'll don a fancy brogue.
Yeah.
I'm all about the flats now, I have to say. Now, are you happy to answer this one? Damien and Cork, and this is kind of the general vibe of the guy questions that came in. Just, they want to stand out and do something a little bit different.
It's really tricky for men because they don't want to be Italian-style peacocking, right?
Yeah.
They want to be part of their tribe, but they don't want to look exactly the same. And so men struggle. They want to look smart when they need to look smart. They want to fit into the group. That's why God invented football jerseys. And then they want to, then they're wearing the Christmas party time. They have nothing in their armory.
Right.
To make them stand out a little bit. But menswear, again, leaps and bounds. You know, people like, I think Paul Galvin is a great go-to for guys for, sort of going out shirts or whatever you want to call it, which are easy.
And they're slightly different.
And they're just a little tiny bit different. Yeah. So there's loads of options there. Just the problem is forcing men out and into the shops.
Okay.
That's what they say,
still not wanting to
shop. Shopping is a function, not a sport like it is for women,
Exactly.
So I would say get online and have a look at the likes of someone like a Paul Galvin, someone slightly skewed younger but not too young, And that's the other thing about men. You get to a certain age, past sort of 34, 35, and you don't want to look like you're trying to look like a hipster. Either.
Yeah.
And that's a tricky one as well.
It is actually. I do think about that for guys. Because
like, can jeans be too skinny?
Yes, they can. As always, it's a pleasure, and I wish you both a happy Christmas. Are you sorted or lost to do still?
It's early enough. Bits and pieces. I'm going to the Mud Island Christmas Market now to sell my wares with my children. My children are launching a little food brand today in the North Strand. Yeah.
Aww. You never mentioned that.
It's called Chili Outside, and it's chili salt,
chili
and garlic oil, and spiced cranberry. And it's in Mud Island in the North Strand today. And there's beautiful stuff there.
It is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Little entrepreneurs.
It's about as Christmassy as it gets.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you both so much for coming in. And loads of questions we didn't get to, but we got through a good few. Thank you so much.
You.
Thank you.